figure it out. Hey.
Oh, hey. What's
up? Hi. Hi. Hey. Welcome to Intellectual Kink.
That happens to us every single time.
You know, I think the problem, we're still not used to when the mics are on, because before it would be on the entire time. And Jenny's a little different, which is fine, but we're just not like, and I'm like, what? So.
My bad. I figured, I was like, maybe they'll know.
It's cool. You understand that you requires us to pay attention, which is definitively not our forte.
No.
So, all right, cool. Awesome. No big deal. We're here.
Hey, hi.
Hey. So, this is Intellectual Kink, and I'm Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
Awesome, awesome. What's up?
Hey, nothing.
Buttercup?
Nothing. Sorry I lectured you over dinner.
Whatevs.
That's what friends do, right?
Really?
Well, not lecture, obviously, but...
Because I don't think that I've even... I think a lot, I lectured you when you were my sub, but I don't think I've lectured you outside of that ever.
No, you're right. That is full stop.
Thank you. Thank you. But that's not what we're talking about.
No, actually, it's a nice segue, though, because when we were a unit, so to speak.
But not a penis.
Not a penis, no. I think that was a really, really fine line between kink and, like, just life.
Okay.
That I think we kind of danced around. Which brings us to our topic, which is...
Kink-life balance.
Yeah, it's kind of like work-life balance. It's like, this is perfect. This is so perfect.
Is it? Is it because we're so good at that? Is it?
No.
We're so good at work-life balance.
But because we lecture other people about work-life balance.
Do as I say, not as I do. Right. I give fantastic love advice. I really do. I give like the best love advice you'll ever get. But just don't look at my love life because never. Yeah. So work-life balance. Kink-life balance. It's a challenge, you know, it is, because there's a lot of people who start off in the kinky world and they say, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm into it in the bedroom. That's it. I'm just a bedroom kinkster. But here's the challenge. And this is when anybody says that they're just one way in one particular time. I'm just the boss at work. I'm just the mom at home or whatever it is. We as human beings, we are big balls of, like, you know, liquid, and the things that we are kind of swirl around all the time. It's not like we're constantly pendulum swinging. That happens within the swirly ball, but within a second, anybody can experience a myriad of emotions and desires and wants at any given time, and that includes the simultaneous desire for something kinky and vanilla. You know? Mm-hmm. So, that being said, I mean, the idea is, of course, you can't, well, generally it's frowned upon to have a shackled slave on a leash walking down, you know, downtown Hill Street or wherever we might be. So, you know, if that's a desire that you have, you obviously can't follow through with it at the moment. You're not subject to our id's whim.
Or, for instance, when you're sitting at work and you're working on a really, really crazy deadline, and then you get that text message that says, I want you to go to the bathroom right now and jack off or whatever. That's not always practical.
No, it really isn't. And I know a lot of D-types that have this unrealistic expectation that whenever they give a directive, it's followed out to a T at that exact moment.
Oof, girl.
Right. And I think that this is a challenge mostly with kind of the online world, because you can't verify it, really. And so somebody would be like, oh, yes, I'm doing it right now. Oh, yes, it feels so good. Oh, yes, thank you, sir.
Well,
thank you, ma'am. Whatever.
And I know in those cases, like, you know, they ask for, like, photographic evidence or, you know, video or something. But, I mean, you are so easily amused. Wow.
I am. It's awesome.
But, yeah, so in those cases, I mean, that's the kind of thing that I guess you'd be able to prove it like that.
Yeah. But it's true. And so I think part of the focus on when you're talking about kink and life balance is boundaries. I love people who say, well, I'm a slave or whatever. You know, I have no boundaries. I have no limits. I have no whatever. And that's just not true. Everybody has limits. Everybody has boundaries. I don't care even if they're the slimmest ones. You still have them. They exist. And they should exist. Please, people, have limits and have boundaries. But as far as defining, you know, when is kind of an okay time to do things and within the purview of what it is. For example, I do this thing when I'm doing chastity on boys, where one of the phases in it is I mandate them to have 6 orgasms a day.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I tell them I don't care how they do it. I don't care if they want to stack them all up at night. If they can do 6 one after the other, have a party. But if they need to space it out, then they need to manage and space it out. I expect them to come up with it. I'm not going to text them in the middle of the day and be like, hey, go now, you know, to use your example. Mm-hmm. But they need to schedule that in to their life. If, for whatever reason, it's like, I can't, mistress, this week I am at a conference and I'm speaking 5 days a week. Oh, all right. Well, that maybe this is not the week for that. Maybe we'll have to rearrange things. You know, you have to be a little bit realistic and understand there's a balance that in order for me as a dominant to have a whole submissive, I have to understand that that means that they have to have a life. They need to have a job. They need to have friends. They need to have activities that are outside of me. That makes them a complete and whole human being. So I have to, this is my philosophy, I have to understand that. And I have to, in fact, facilitate it. Because, as you know, you S-types are more than willing to sacrifice all of that.
Oh, yes. This is exactly why I'm driving to your house tomorrow to pick up the thing to give to the other person.
Well, you don't know that. That hasn't been negotiated
but
yet.
But that's what I'm willing to do.
I could mail it. It's little.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Don't you love the U.S. Postal Service?
I do, but I think you're abusing of it.
Because I'm using it? I'm abusing it?
No, I think that, like, it's... Anyways, that's totally not even on topic. Anyways. the other side of that token is I also think that it... And again, this is... So, like, I'm saying this, but, like, I'm shit at doing this. But I think it's also important for the S-type to assert, hey... I have these things happening and, you know, not there are some things that are not flexible, you know? Right. I mean, there are things that, for myself, I wish there are a couple of things that I wish I wasn't flexible on, that I was very much like, nope, this is what I'm doing and this is why, because it's all about keeping me fucking sane, right? So, you know.
Can you be specific?
Yes. So, for instance, I have not realized until recently how... very important it is for me to have Saturday morning cartoons and fucking cereal.
Okay.
It just, that is, I have to have that. I need that really bad. And it's not because of the cartoons. It's not because of the cereal. It's more because quiet time. Like, just, that's it. And for me, it's important because that's what I grew up doing. That was my kind of just break.
Ritual.
Yeah. And so that's really important to me. Now, if someone were to say, well, I want you here at the crack of dawn on Saturday morning.
Please.
It could happen. I don't know. But if that were to happen, like, I would be really hard pressed knowing myself and knowing how hard it is for me to, like, not totally be like, yes, just take over my entire life. It would be really hard for me to be like, no, this is important and I'm not going to give it up. And that's it.
I think that's hard for all S-types. I think right. That really is, because all you want to do is please your D-type, but especially if it's a newer relationship, you want to prove that you can do all of the things.
Oh, yeah.
No, and it's true. And it goes back to that point about boundaries, how we all have to have personal boundaries. You know, I have kids. The kink doesn't happen around my children. That is a personal boundary, and that has to be respected. And the concept that the only boundaries that you respect are the D-types is completely ridiculous. Of course you can respect boundaries of an S-type. They have every right to them, just like I have every right to limits. It's the same concept. I think that I'm using the term boundary so people understand it's not about, you know, about BDSM-specific physical limits. It's about creating these areas that are protected, but they're just as precious as a person's limits. So, for example, let's say an S-type does have kids. There's probably some significant boundaries around the kids. Let's say the S-type does have a job. There's probably significant restrictions around the job. You know, all of these things that if you violate them, impact their ability to be a sane, whole person. You know, they lose their job, they lose their kids. You know, these are bad things.
Right. And I mean, and let's flip it around for a second, right? You're in an admin professional that works, you know, 9 to 5:30. And those are your set hours. And maybe you have the flexibility of doing some overtime here and there. But at a certain point, you have to go home. Mm-hmm. You can't stay there fucking 24 hours. That's kind of not a thing, right?
Outside of the fact that what company would pay that kind of double time?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just pragmatically.
Exactly.
Sorry, I can't turn it off.
No, no, no. I'm with you, sister. But, you know... And I think that those, you know, don't you want to go home? You want to go home at the end of the day. And I'm not saying that, like, well, bear with me, okay?
I'm barren.
I'm not saying that being in service to someone is something that you were just, like, clawing at the wall to, like, be done with during a day. But I'm saying that, like, you know, you have you have your negotiated time, right? You know, Tuesday, Thursday evenings, I come over for service. Mm-hmm. You know, you negotiate those times, or if you're 24/7, then I guess that's your life, right? I don't know. But my point is that, you know, there's a stop in us. There's a start and a stop at some point, I think, because you need sleep. You need to eat. You need to care for your children. You need, like, there's other things that need to be scheduled in, so to speak.
Well, let me round back to the first point that I was making, and that is that we are experiencing multiple things at the same time within ourselves. So that being said, I think we're getting deeds confused with kink. I do not believe that kink is completely in line with just deeds. Kink can be a lot of other things that can still happen when you are still, in fact, enforcing whatever given boundaries, the sleep, etc. A lot of things can happen during those time periods that can still help feed a person's kink. I think that in order to make this kink life balance, we do have to feed our kink to some degree on a daily basis. So sometimes that could be a little impromptu public humiliation for no reason. That helps feed it, and that doesn't. And especially if you're doing it in a joking way, where people just think I'm an asshole. But it's something very different between, let's say, you and I when we would do things like that. But those kinds of things aren't specifically, I would say, deeds. They can happen all the time. They can happen in different moments. They can happen in text. They can happen very silently. Or even the telling of a fantasy while someone's at work. Those things can happen, you know, on the person who has the time to tell the fantasy, whatever it is. And that helps feed that kink. That helps maintain so that you're not having just your vanilla life, your work, your whatever, take over and consume everything, and you don't have that opportunity. I think that we get confused and think that kink is entirely for the dungeon or the bedroom. And it isn't. It's a much, much bigger ball than that. And I think that we put too many limitations on it, and we define it too narrowly. And if we expand the definition based upon our observations and our experiences, we find a better ability to create this balance. That's what I say. Jenny agrees.
I agree. I do.
Right. And I mean, I get that. That's.
I guess I get stuck on like actions and stuff.
Right.
Because I think about time management.
Okay.
You know, and for me, like, there never seems to be enough hours in the fucking day. There just isn't.
No, there isn't.
And so, like, my mind automatically goes to, okay, how to organize the week so that, A, I don't get, like, so fucking burnt out at work that I'm completely useless. And B, that I can still somehow feed my end of the DS and still fulfill my responsibilities in that realm and not go completely crazy. So, I mean, I totally agree with your point, but I think on a more like practical level, I think a big part of it is the time management.
Well, absolutely. Time management is any part of balance. That's a component. But I think that for you, partially what you do is that you do narrowly define yourself. You do narrowly define your own personal contributions to kink. And I think that you should probably expand that. Because, you know, you've got the service slut thing going on. And I'm down with it. Love the name. Fantastic. Fun to come up with. But I think that if you looked at yourself in a more holistic way, I think you would see that you're much, much more than that. And I think it would enable you to feed that kink in a daily basis, even if you don't have a mistress. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I mean, yes, it makes sense. I don't know. I mean, that's a really big thing for me to wrap my mind around right now.
It really is. And I get that. And you're the kind of person that enjoys the comfort of things are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
But your perception is a little off because they're not the way they are. You have a perception of who and what you are, and you're a little bit more than that. So I think that, I think that if you gave yourself the opportunity, then you would be able to, to have limitless ability to kind of feed that kink. I mean, your kink is fantastic because it's not all physical. And there are so many people who just define themselves as it's a completely physical component. But even them, it's not entirely true. Even the ones that are like, I'm just a pain slut. I'm just a bottom. When you get into it, there is a part of them, in my experience, those that I've played with, that when you have part of that power exchange, that power dynamic, it feeds them on a whole different level and they crave it. That's why people want to play with me, because it's kind of there. It's a thing. And I'm not, you know, it's just one of those, I can't turn it off. I wish I could. But, and so it's, there's always an underlying psychological component that can be a part of your kink that is always there, ever present. You know, we always make stupid jokes, like, at work, make jokes that, you know, oh, somebody deserves a spanking. What kinky person doesn't think,
Somebody called me a good girl the other day.
You texted me. You were so fucking excited. You know?
That happened.
Especially from who? No, but, and that's exciting. That does. It's like, ooh, from unexpected sources. You know, those little things. It's identifying the sources outside of us and also being self-aware of the things that feed us. You know, I'm luckily, I'm a dominant, and I happen to be in a position in my work that requires me to be a very dominant person. It is a part of my position. So I get to feed that all the time, on a daily basis. And I get to do these things and get little power high and be like, it's awesome. It really is, especially after the last couple of weeks. But that being said, it doesn't feed it on the right level. What I enjoy is the reciprocity, that what I am giving is enjoyed. Generally in my work, when I am being dominant and cackling like a witch, the receiver is not happy about it because it means that something's wrong and they're in trouble. Whereas if I do something similar to you or to a play partner, they get a great deal of enjoyment out of it, and therefore that feeds me. It gives me that kind of positive energy as opposed to the negative energy. You feeling me there?
Mm-hmm.
Get down with the sickness.
Yes. Yes.
All right. You got to say something now. I feel like I've been talking a lot.
No, you haven't been talking a lot.
I have.
No.
I talk too much.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to get away from the practical application of it, but...
Well, but I think this is a good exercise for the listeners. So for you, it's service, right?
Getting her done.
What could you, just spitballing, could possibly be kink related that would feed that for you? That are, it is not service related. It's a good exercise. It's a good exercise for everybody out there in Radioland. Because I think that we all narrowly define ourselves. I probably narrowly define me too. I think it's just one of our things.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I can think of many things that would be awesome. But, you know, again, going back to the practical application of it, it's, you know, you're also having to deal with somebody else's schedule and somebody else's energy level.
I'm not asking you to ask about somebody else's schedule. I'm talking about you.
I know, but it's hard for me to answer that because I don't have...
Make them a magical person that can do anything at any time. I'm asking you to write a wish list. That is not specifically service or task oriented. Right? You feel, and you see why it's challenging, people out there in listenership. But I think that that's something that is good for you to do. I'm not mandating it. I don't have the right to do that. I'm suggesting it as your best friend.
You're lecturing me?
No, in fact, I'm not. In fact, if you had done it this way, it probably would have been more well received. Since you did it your way, I turned into a fucking bitch.
Yes.
Okay, radio silence isn't good. You got to say more than that.
No, you really shut me up with that.
Because it's making you think?
Because it's making me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because I, you know, the point of reference that I have is not that wish list. And so it just makes me uncomfortable because I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
No, I mean like, okay, all right, let's totally... We haven't had, like, you know, that ugly talk that we said that we were going to have. Remember?
Oh, this is going to be ugly. Awesome.
No,
fantastic.
No, that's so not what I
Let's
meant.
Let's just add to my 2 weeks of shit.
Oh,
let's go on.
Oh, my God. That is so not what I meant. Holy shit.
Well, you started it now. My drink wasn't strong enough at dinner, by the way.
That's not what I meant. I don't know. It's hard for me to answer that, and it makes me uncomfortable because I have very, like, because you're my best friend. And like, I think about that and I feel like giving you my wish list is like saying like, bam, here are the things that I wish I would have had, you know? And so that.
I'm not going to hear it like that.
I know, but I hear it like that. And that makes me
feel. Oh, all right. So that's how you mean it. So
no!
Now I'm going to hear it like that.
Oh my God. No. Fuck, dude. Seriously, stop that.
No, that wasn't just me though. That was you just putting yourself under the bus.
I know, but that. I don't want to hurt your feet. I'm afraid, like, when I say things. Awesome. Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, my God.
Go on.
No, because now I feel like anything I say is going to, like.
No, go on.
All right. I'm going to try to put aside my I'm really uncomfortable. But.
Then don't.
My wish list, if I were to have the things that didn't include service, would be. Like cuddles. I love the physical contact. This is just such a nice thing for me. And I don't even mean like, you know, couple-y romantic kind of cuddles. I mean, just like petting the head, like that stuff, like that, you know, for me, like that's just very re-energizing and it's comforting. You know, And you're right. I have very narrowly defined myself. So it's hard for me to think outside of that box because I feel like that is the most pleasing thing that I have. So if I'm doing something else that is not pleasing or is not, you know, valuable, so to speak, that then there is no need, then there's no use for that because then that means it's only one-sided. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but you're making assumptions. That it would be one-sided. You don't know that. I mean, for example, humiliation. There's a lot of people that believe that that's one-sided in your favor. It's not. I love it. It's fun. But a lot of people have issue with that, with doing it, with giving it. So it doesn't, you know, the challenge that you have is you make an assumption that ABC, whatever it is, and therefore you automatically cut yourself off from following, from trying it, from expanding out. You know?
Yes.
And I think that that's, you know, that's no fun. We have a guest.
We do. We have a Carrie.
Beautiful guest who's joining us. Our good, good, good friend, Carrie.
You know, put on those headphones.
The headphones on. It makes it easier to hear us and it. Speak directly into the microphone. Adjust your levels, red or yellow. You should be good.
Technology.
Welcome.
Technology. Hi, how was traffic?
Awful.
Traffic was very trafficky. So
welcome
that's
to Los
over.
Los Angeles.
It's a small price to pay.
Oh,
we're so happy to have you.
I'm so glad to be here.
So we're like in like the nitty gritty of stuff and stuff with the, I don't know. I
with
really feel
things.
Anxious now. So
we're talking about kink life balance
mm-hmm.
and, her level of uncomfortableness is because I said that she narrowly defines what her kink is and who she is as a kinkster, as a submissive, etc. And I'm challenging her to expand that definition of her because I see her as more than this one thing that she considers herself to be. And she's very uncomfortable with that. So, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
We can talk about other things. So for you, Ms. Carrie, first, why don't you give us a little intro?
Who are you?
And how do you identify? And what's your thing?
Who am I? I am a approaching middle age pervert. I've been a pervert since I was about 4 years old. And I realized that about 10 years ago. And I did some backtracking mentally. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, that's where that started. I get it. Okay, that's cool. And I've been in the kink lifestyle for about 10 years now. And currently I am a proud member of a really twisted adult Girl Scout troop.
Yes.
Basically.
Dawn Scouts. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop. It's not actually Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts USA. Calm down. It's cool. And
we're just totally bastardizing the concept.
You take your ideas, some ideas from Campfire Girls and Boys, and just
yeah
fuck everybody.
That's right.
It's pretty awesome.
Or fist them.
What's that sound? That's my vagina.
Yeah, it's so moist.
So that's I'm poly, bi, switch.
So you're really fucking greedy.
I like it all. More, please, for me. Thank you. And we're good.
Okay. Awesome. So what have you learned, experienced in kind of the kink life balance arena?
I've learned that basically when you just go for what you love, then you're happier. So, you know, if right now your passion is going to church on Sunday mornings, that means you can't stay out till, you know, 2 a.m. Saturday night.
Crazy.
Do that. Well, it's not my thing currently.
Although we do have our own little church on Sunday morning right. Sometimes. Huh.
But if, you know, if your thing is party hardy all the time, do that. If that's what makes you happy, do that. And that's how you find your balance. I don't think it's good to really make too much of what you do dependent on what people around you really, what they're demanding. They can demand all they want, but if it doesn't work for you, you've got to make it work for you. It's your life. That being said, being an irresponsible asshole is, well, not so good.
It's irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. And
it's in the title.
Right. So just be aware that people are going to perceive you that way because that's how you're being. But it's a viable option. Lots of people do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know several. Not well, because I don't want to hang out with those people, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've totally ditched my family because there's something kinky going on, some event that I don't want to fucking miss. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm the youngest of seven and I have 11 nieces and nephews. There's going to be fucking birthdays every single goddamn weekend of the year. I'm going to miss some of them.
Well, you also hate your family, so.
There's, family.
Well, on the other hand, I have all of my Dom Scott events marked on my Google Calendar. And I shared it with my mom. Here's where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there. I'll be home for dinner, and then I'll see you in the wee hours. And it's just how it is.
Wow, I couldn't even imagine sharing that with my mother.
She would flip her shit.
She would only recognize that which she felt was acceptable, and the rest she would be like, oh, so it's a sex thing? Okay, I don't want to know more anymore. That's fine.
La, la, la.
We'll see you later. Even though, I mean, fuck, she's seen, I have floggers and canes and rope.
Got
and
to have seen all of
everything.
That.
Everything. She's seen it fucking all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mothers, madres.
What, if any, like, difficulties have you come across when just, when life comes up and there's something, whether you're in a power exchange relationship or there's anything like that? And how has that been when you've dealt with it?
Number one, there's just never enough time. I always want more on both sides. So it's really not possible to get everything I want at this point in my life. But, I mean, right now I live in one area and my boyfriend slash dominant lives 52 miles away.
Oh, my Lord.
So Friday after work, I hit the road, and I'm on the road for 2-3 hours because, thank you, Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Traffic.
I finally get there, and it's like, oh, yeah, you want me to serve you? That's totally hot right now.
I'm totally feeling that, man. Yes.
Or sometimes it is. I'm inconsistent.
Oh, but you're human.
Oh, damn it. You noticed?
I did. The lack of blue tone in your skin made me think maybe you're human.
Yeah.
No, but that's a true thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you from the DJ perspective that's sometimes, is it disappointing? Yes. Well, you had an expectation of something and reality happens and life happens and so it doesn't go through. I get it. It's totally okay. It doesn't mean kill yourself to do it. But guess what? People are allowed to be a little disappointed when it happens. It's just one of those things. It's like, okay, well, this will just be a chill evening. We'll just, whatever it is, will be like, we'll make the best of it.
Right.
But, and that's part of life. We're not going to get everything we want all the time. I think that's one of the challenges with being a kinky person is we're really, really lucky. And that we get a lot more than non-kinky people. The fucking shit we do on the weekends is unfucking believable that these kinky people will never see.
No.
We're greedy, all of us, whether we're switch, sub, dom, top, bottom, dom, whatever, we're greedy.
Mm-hmm.
So we want it all the time, everything. Why? Why can't I have it all now? And then even though, I'll be sitting at my work typing something up and I'll have some random thought of CBT. I'd like to do some CBT. Mm-hmm. Am I gonna just walk out of my office and be like, yo, male employee, Neil, I need your penis? I'm not gonna do that.
That's talking about work in the mail room,
I know what kind of mail you're talking about. My mailroom is worked by a really tall, ugly woman, though. And I don't like her. So, yeah, but the thoughts are all there. It's all kind of, marinating at all times. Mm-hmm. But we're greedy and we want it all the time.
Right.
All the time. But, bills, they got to get paid.
Yeah, it helps.
Turns out.
Otherwise, no power, no violet wand, no zappy zappy, no good times.
I bet they would be really frowned upon if I used Starbucks for that, for the power.
Probably.
They have Wi-Fi, too.
Once, it would be frowned upon.
Twice it would be approved.
Try the second time. Always go back.
They're like, hey, we remember you. Yes, I'm doing the ancient Chinese art of shocking. Why not? The tens unit can be Chinese. Oh, fire cupping is Chinese.
Give me a balloon. Let me scoop my feet.
What?
You guys fucking kill me.
I like this. I like this plan. Now I have thoughts. Evil thoughts.
I just totally got wet.
I was talking to Nancy over dinner about this great humiliation idea I have.
Oh?
I don't know what. Did you text me? Like, there was some... She couldn't open a jar of pickles at work.
No, it wasn't a jar of pickles.
What was it?
It was like a carton of milk.
A carton? Oh, my God. She couldn't open a fucking carton of milk.
Do not own scissors?
Right. No, well, it's just...
Sharp objects?
It's paper. How do you not open a fucking carton of milk? The emoji I sent her was fucking hilarious. It ended up being a baby bottle because I don't have a milk carton in the emoji, which I thought was hilarious, right? A baby bottle? Anyway, So I came up with this idea, and then when we lived together, she would always, like, hand me anything, a beer bottle, any soda bottle, pickle jars, whatever. She doesn't like pickles, but, you know, any jar, whatever, just have to be open.
You're not the closer, you're the opener.
Yeah, apparently I'm the bother. I do both. So I'm a switch in that regard, so that's good. So I said, here's the idea. So there's a table, and she has to be in front of a bunch of people, and there's this series of various jars and bottles that she has to struggle to try and open, and everybody laughs at her because she's so weak and can't open them, and nobody will help her.
And every other one is covered with lube or oil or something.
That was the surprise treat for later.
Oh, shoot. Dang. Sorry, I blew it.
That's awesome?
What you're going to have to do at the end is blow it.
Or insert. Whatever. I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah, that too.
Let's stick a condom on it, whatever it is. Mexican Coke bottle.
Yeah, because the teeth on the cap could make it bad.
Why do you look at me like weird that I'm saying this? You know the idea is fantastic and you fucking love it.
No, it's not even that. It's just like, Where in your head do these things get funneled in? Or like, what does this work? What is your head?
Just behind the left ear. Have you not seen the orifice? Clearly.
Not, but now I want to
I'm a switch. That's why I know these things.
Keep out of my orify. No orify for you.
Oh. Is that like Wi-Fi? Is it similar?
It is. It is. Hmm. It's just like Wi-Fi.
Not at all.
It's
not anything.
Not
like
even
Wi-Fi.
Close.
What kind of troubleshooting do you guys think that someone could do if they're having a hard time achieving that kink life balance where they don't neglect or they neglect as least as possible the different aspects of their life?
Well, you know, there's always the classic junior high, make a list, pros and cons, draw a line down the middle of a lined paper. And say, you know, I really want this and I really don't want this. And this is good for me and this is bad for me. And, you know, put it down. If you want to cut little cardboard figurines out and manipulate those, whatever helps you see it in your head, how the world really works around you, for you, do that thing.
Yeah, I you had mentioned earlier it's about scheduling. And I think that part of it is getting a system down that works for you, you know, if that means you have to get a day planner or an organizer or an app or whatever. But my original thought was make a list as well. Look, let's say that you are inundated with work and you're suffering in some way. Suffering, it's such a dramatic term. You're suffering because you're lacking out on some kind of kink and therefore that's really impacting you mentally some way. Mm-hmm. Well, then make a list. A crazy, insane, totally off the wall list, complete brainstorming list of everything, big, little, small, medium, of the things in kink you wish you were doing right now. I don't care about partner. I don't care about tools. I don't care about location. Just complete stream of consciousness brainstorming.
Right. Don't let reality interfere at all.
Just, it's a complete fantasy. Mm-hmm. Do it. Do it like, you know, you're supposed to do it in a business meeting or whatever. Just throw it all out there. And then, you know, take it and kind of zoom it in and be like, okay, well, what of these 27 ideas could I do today? What can I do that don't require a partner? What can I do where I can call or text a friend of mine, a kinky friend of mine, and we can do on the phone, or we can meet up for coffee, or whatever the thing. Start taking just little baby step actions,
right,
in order to counterbalance where you are. Same thing can go for you're focusing so much on kink and you're like, hey, I'm gonna lose my job. So for that one, you're probably gonna want to use a little bit more stick than carrot, because like, what are the bad things about losing my job? And then be like, oh, okay. And then counteract the balance and be like, okay, I need to focus a little bit, spend a little bit of time. I love my dominant, I love my submissive, I love my partner, but I can't spend every second with them, even though I want to. I have to balance it with somebody else. And you have to kind of really rationalize that out. Because I get it. I mean, when we have those moments, mm-hmm. we all know those moments. It's usually the beginning of a relationship where you're like, I want to spend all my time with them. And I want to text them all the time. And I don't really need to pay attention to this really important, you know, Department of Labor hearing. You don't get to do that. You have to, you know, pay. You have to focus on reality. You have to, and sometimes maybe setting aside really concrete hours of operation. So these are your hours of operation. You get to from 8 to 10, no kink. You're just working. And then you get to go on a break.
Right.
And then you can text, you can FetLife, you can tweet, you can look at porn on your break away from your office. Please.
Do not use the company Wi-Fi.
For anything. Ever, if you're smart. And then, you know, come back and set your next level of hours. If that's what you need to do, if it's that severe, to a point till you start making it a habit. So that helps kind of, those different things help balance it out.
Right. Or there are other things too, like wearing restrictive clothing. I have a friend of mine who has someone command her to wear restrictive clothing throughout her day so that she's working, but she's also wearing like a body shaper in a situation where you normally wouldn't, you know, she's not dressed up. She's just wearing sweats at work or whatever she's doing. I don't know what she does. But
maybe she has a training corset on underneath.
Right. So she's, you know, secretly in bondage the whole time that she's whistling while she works. So she's interweaving the two things simultaneously throughout the day. And everyone's like, why are you in such a good mood? I don't know. Maybe I had too much coffee.
Right. That's the same thing for men in chastity devices or in panties, mm-hmm. or all of these options, or women in men's underwear if that's their kink, or, you know, binding the breasts down or whatever it is. There's all sorts of ways mm-hmm. that can be hidden where you are, in fact, paralleling your vanilla life with a little bit of a kink, mm-hmm. you know.
I think those are fantastic tips. I wanted to echo what you mentioned before about kind of revving the engines, where you can't do the physical stuff very frequently, but there's other things, you know, words carry a lot of weight, you know, having that, you know, ritualized mantra can really set the pace for your day. But I think that I think your guys' tips were really awesome. That's all.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that greatly.
I like that idea of kind of like a, you know, there was some stupid thing, some positive life coach person, I don't know, some famous guy, that used to talk about how in the morning you wake up, and the first thing you do is you ask yourself one open-ended positive question, and that will frame your day. And it was like, I don't know, you know, how can I make today great? You know, one of that fucking bullshit, right? Positive affirmations. I think we can. Exactly. Might even. I don't think it was Scientology. I don't think I've ever actually. I have talked to people in Scientology.
And then get the vibrator.
Right. Because how I can make my day great every day, all the day. Sorry. Anyway, I think that we can do that in kink, where we can wake up and be like, you know, what kind of kinky thoughts can I have today? Don't voice them at work, please, because then you end up in my office and you don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'll let you know, the fucking shit that my filter is strong, which is saying something, because sometimes I have no filter. My filter at work is amazing. People say things and I'm just like, Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? There's a dick joke right there. You know, I mean, or somebody happens, oh, it was a rubber band was wrapped around something and I was like, predicament bondage, you know. It's just, these are the, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
There's no
stop.
End
there's no...
to my filthy mm-mm. thoughts. You don't, yeah, no. I should tell you about meetings.
So. You know that pause button? I don't have one of those.
No, I don't.
At all.
Thankfully, I have a filter. I didn't, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes I don't. And I'm good at switching it on and off, or to be like, hey, I'm with my kinky friends. I'm going to drop the F-bomb every other fucking word. But at work, I don't.
Right.
You know, and then I'll be like, hey, you know, I'll say something like, you know, somebody's at work with cleavage. And I do my best to use my peripheral vision to pay attention to it because I'm not going to fucking miss that shit, right? Because, you know, cleavage. But if I come to my kinky friends, I'm like, oh, not only will I say something, but I'll fucking put my hands all over their shit because that's the relationship I have with most of my friends. But yeah.
I like being your friend.
I like you being my friend too.
Yay.
I usually touch your butt though. Love your butt.
Thank you. It's world renowned.
It certainly is.
Some dude in Denmark or something wanted to do dirty things to it.
Oh.
You're like, my ass is huge in Denmark.
I'm like, you're not even close. Try harder.
Get on a plane.
Put some action behind your words, boy.
Well, you know, yeah. I feel you.
Sure do have a pretty
what else you got?
Nothing.
You got nothing?
Not anymore.
Don't.
I'm kidding.
Don't you, doesn't your brain constantly have that underlying kind of perversion? I just feel like because not only because we're kinksters, but because we're really fucking out there kinksters. I feel like our perversion is a stronger muscle and therefore it kind of never atrophies.
Oh yeah, no. Don't get me wrong. I'm on the Tumblr every single chance that I get when I am not on the work Wi-Fi.
I didn't mean Tumblr. I mean like your brain.
No. But I'm saying I'm constantly looking for that kind of stimulus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Tumblr's been boring the shit out of me lately.
Yeah.
It's been bad.
But
work harder, Tumblrs. Work harder.
Mm.
It's all been the same. I need to find new people.
I think I'm also going through like a what is it? One of those periods.
Existential crisis?
Yeah.
I like those. Those are good. I mean, they're not good. They're shit, but they're great.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of happening. So I think it's really, things are shifting in a way that I'm not really familiar with. So whereas before, like I felt like, yes, constantly need this thing. And then like in the past couple of months, I think I've been through frenzy like two or three times. And like, it just, there's just things. And so definitions that used to apply no longer do. And so I think it's maybe easier for me to have that kink life balance because I can't satiate whatever needs that I have by myself. And so it's just easier if I just censor myself from myself. Does that make sense?
It's kind of like kink celibacy.
Yes.
And you compartmentalize, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't really at all.
Yeah, like, well, the first, let's say, you know, few weeks or whatever of any kind of celibacy, kink or otherwise, mm-hmm. it fucking sucks.
Right,
but then after a while, you're just like, I guess I don't have to masturbate. You know, I guess I don't do. Oh, you want me to flog you? Flogging's hard. Cross my shoulders sometimes. Can't I just call you names? I'm exaggerating, obviously.
A little bit.
Because flogging is hard. But I think that is definitely one of those things that you just accept and kind of feel defeated.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. So
there was a time when I gave up masturbation. Somebody said, you should try it. And I was like, well,
okay.
And after the first couple of weeks, it was really difficult. Next couple of weeks, it wasn't so hard. Third set of weeks, really not hard at all. And then I was like, wow, my sex drive has completely taken a nosedive.
Yeah.
Because that muscle atrophied. So I was like, I don't like that. I'm not happy about that. I need to ramp it back up.
Mm-hmm. Get the Hitachi.
But I haven't yet achieved the same level that I had at that time.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I've kind of gotten to a point where it's okay. It's not. I'm not crying about it. But I mean, I have the plug-in right there. It's good.
Priorities.
Definitely.
Yeah. No. I think. And I think that's the worry is. If I let my brain become complacent and I don't go to these weird kinky places my brain goes, mm-hmm. does the muscle atrophy, you know? And I used to do a lot of writing. I don't write anymore. I don't have the time, but I used to do a lot of writing and I really liked it. And some of it was about fantasy and I was working on a novel and all these things. And a lot of it had this very sexualized and kinky undertone to it. And it helped feed that. It helped feed that balance where, you know, I looked very respectable. I was writing. I was writing a novel, even though it was filth. So better than 50 Shades, but... and so it was one of those things that was a way that I helped kind of, for lack of a better term, work the muscle out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I took it for little walks. I never went for full-on marathon runs, just little walks. Little walkies. So.
30 minutes a day, that's all it takes.
My masturbation doesn't take that long, so. My sex does. More than that, actually.
You're really excited because you're going to have the sex
tonight.
I'm
so excited I'm going to have the sex tonight. My work schedule sucked. It's fucked up my sex schedule.
See? There you go. Some balance.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect example.
Perfect example. I schedule my sex. I do. I'm sorry. I schedule my sex.
Did you send an Outlook invite?
No, what's wrong with you? He uses an iPhone. And we're not on the same network. God.
I mean, where's the commitment?
I would share a Google calendar with him if he was Google, but...
Oh, my God.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our poly friends would do that.
Yeah.
They do that.
They do.
Oh, yep. So. Absolutely.
I see that you're free on Thursday. Might you like my penis?
I might. What you gonna do with it? Send me some details. Work up a proposal.
Yes. Request for proposal, please. Don't need to be a federal contractor.
Anywho.
Do you feel better?
Kind of. No. I mean, I don't like... I don't like discussing things that I'm not ready to discuss. And I pushed myself past that comfort. And now I feel really like almost remorseful about it.
Oh.
And so that makes me uncomfortable. But I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of like when you know that the questions are there, but you're just, you know that they're there and you'll answer them eventually. But this is not where I expected to do that. So yeah, but I think that this actually was, I mean, it's, you know, those are the perfect questions. I mean, I'm having like the most stressful, like fucking couple of months of my life, it seems like sometimes. And so, you know, kink is a really big part of that. And so, you know, I've been avoiding the question of, you know, do I still have the time that I've allocated to everything that I do, or has it changed and do I need to shift time into other buckets? So, and that's a hard question to answer because you never want to take time away from kink, obviously.
Right.
So that's difficult.
You have to ask yourself questions too, like what does kink and what do specific forms of your kink do for you in your life? You know, if it's the mental domination for me, that helps me to kind of feel centered. Bondage makes me feel soothed. So they're not the same thing. If I can get them both at once, overlapping, multitasking, it's better.
Yeah, I mean, it's about knowing yourself. But on that point, we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Intellectual Kink. You can find me on the Twitter and on the FetLife and whatever at Insidious Muse. I'm sorry, I have 63 unread messages in my vet mail.
You're terrible.
She is at Service Slut. And who are you? Who are you on FetLife?
Good and Dirty.
Good and Dirty. So we'll talk to you all in a couple weeks.